with the Easter students not coming to Gaeltacht. There's people from Ranafast to get over to Louis who heavily depend on that income. I'm hoping that those that organise the Easter events might consider maybe around September if things improve. But certainly in relation to the summer, there's a huge dependency on that income from Maharoti to get over to right out Tarn Moor, Granafars, Chicklehundure and Anagra on that income. And I think that the state should do the right thing by Moraine T. If you look at the investment that Moraine T invests every single year, now what looks like there will be a gap in this year that people don't give this up, and to make sure that there, it's important that the government intervenes. If the government are able to intervene and look after big business and capitalism, it's important that they're able to look after those that ensure that the Irish language has been learnt within the Gaeltacht and then spread right across the whole country. This would be a massive blow to the language itself, never mind a financial blow to the Moraine T. The money is really important to make sure that there's money to send children or young ones to college, to pay mortgages and pay other vital bills.
Is there a worry that this might fall sort of between varying departments in government? Is it the responsibility of Rinne Gaeltachta? Is it the responsibility of the Department of Education? There's no one government department that perhaps has a specific responsibility for this.
Well, Rinne Gaeltachta would certainly have a lot of responsibility, as other organisations as well. But at the end of the day, the government has the full responsibility. And if we are to look, if you look back at what the government has been saying in relation to the survival of An Gaeltacht and the Irish language within the An Gaeltacht, this is very much a key. And unfortunately, we're faced with the coronavirus, but at the same time, the important things in relation to the Irish language cannot be left to the wayside. So I would be calling, and I will continue to call and fight for the rights of Moraine T within the Gaeltacht, that they are they looked after. Because if this was big wealthy businesses, there'd be no question about this, they would be looked after. Moraine T are equal to anybody else.